Back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening. Welcome to this Monday evening episode with Wynn Free and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here, a few more people joined in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Wanda.
Hi,
Wanda from Happy Valley RM, Saskatchewan.
Welcome, Wanda. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie.
Welcome to you, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Antonio. How are you doing?
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
I'm good.
Hi, Wanda.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding. Two people at the same time. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to you, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Who else?
Debbie from
California. Welcome, Debbie. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Roger in Austin.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome. And Debbie Dustin.
Roger. Antonio.
All right. Did we miss anyone? I don't think so. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis. Good evening.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
It's Phyllis.
And somebody else join in. Welcome. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you...
Wynn in Sedona.
Wynn in Sedona. Yay. Welcome, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
I'm always glad for you to show up, Ben.
Yeah, me too.
That's right.
Otherwise, you'd have to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm. Replay.
Debbie.
do the dream thing.
You need to teach me how to swim, Debbie.
If you'll get out of the house, I'll teach you. How's that?
Debbie, are you a good swimmer?
You know, when I was 6 months old, they put a pool. So we had a pool. They didn't want me to drown, so I could swim, but I couldn't get my head out of the water. You know, I was little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I do the best I can. I used to body surf when I was a kid because I grew up at the beach.
Mm-hmm. I said that because his name is Debbie Dolphin.
And if you just joined in through BBS Radio, good evening to you and welcome to the Monday episode.
I could put a kiddie pool in the front yard. You could teach me in there.
Little wading pool.
Yeah.
Well, you need to really learn how to swim. You need 10 meters.
Are you a good swimmer?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've swam all my life, took lessons years ago, and then had to teach other people how to swim.
Wow.
I don't know how to swim.
I don't live close to swimming, like lakes or pools or ocean or anything. So I don't swim very often anymore.
It's easy to swim, Antonio. It's just the opposite of sinking.
That's right. But you have to relax. You can't be all tense.
Yes, Wynn.
Listen, if Dave Waterbury ever comes on the call, don't ever say anything about him being in spirit. It'll embarrass him, okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Why would that embarrass him?
Maybe eventually. Pardon me?
Why would that embarrass him?
Because people that have done things, and it wasn't a very big thing, but people that have done things, it would be like if I walk. Go ahead. Would you like to say your name and your city? No.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Everybody.
Hello.
Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
If someone else joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cherry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi,
hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Who are we talking about?
Nobody likes, you know, people think that if you did something where you...
Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
But
only
if you want to.
Thank you for being here.
People who have had fame or, you know, some level of fame, especially in a group like this, they don't, unless I have them talk about it, you know, it's embarrassing to them to be identified that way. It is.
Is that a universal truth?
I think for most people, except egomaniacs that say, oh, well, if they knew I was this, maybe some girl will be attracted to me. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Well, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. And the other person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Brian from Michigan.
Hey, Brian, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I got famous on Whole Planet Healing when I told my joke, the one that you made me tell.
Yeah. Exception. You're the exception that proves the rule, Antonio.
And then I went on the call and everybody said that I was famous.
I mean, I would like to do some events in Sedona, but you know what happens when I do an event? I mean, we did some events here where 150 people showed up at one point. And then for the following year, every time I walk around Sedona, even when Terry walks around Sedona, oh, she's famous.
I know. It's like I was in a store and some guy started yelling, she's famous, she's famous. Everybody started looking at me.
And you know, when there's a certain kind of charisma people generate when they're in front of the public. But they don't usually generate that charisma when they're walking through the supermarket.
No.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren. Hi, Forks.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
It's hard to radiate charisma when you're shopping for toilet paper.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what it is? Charisma is a two-way street. People give you energy, you give them energy, they give you energy, and it builds. And if somebody is good, you know, one of the reasons Whole Planet Healing.
Good evening,
to your name and your city.
It's Phyllis again. I got too excited when Lauren got on the call and
she had to go off the line to cheer herself up.
That's what happens when you're like a rock star.
Which rock? I'm going to take a Valium.
Phyllis fainted and she accidentally pressed the end button.
Hyperventilated.
Oh my goodness.
That was fun.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
And, of course, James, a big welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
You know, one of the reasons Whole Planet Healing is hard to do, or challenging, I should say, is because when I'm doing the visualization, I have to do it. There's no energy bouncing back to me, except in the higher realms. You follow what I'm saying? It's like right now when I'm talking to you, I can feel your energy back to me. And you know, I'm good at telling stories and keeping the energy going. But in Whole Planet Healing, it's like me and the one infinite creator and the higher sources. And I have to, you know, I can't do it every night at the same quality. And sometimes I judge myself because I say it's so important. But it is what it is, you know. At least all of you kept showing up even when, you know, it's you know the difference. Some nights it's just wow, and other nights it's just, well, I won't say it's just like you can tell. You guys are holding the energy, and I'm not doing it as well. And it's interesting to observe. What's that?
I always look forward to Whole Planet Healing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Wonderful.
And, like, I'll be feeling rather depressed. After the call, I feel relaxed and I feel happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We all bring our light together and then we shine better everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Wonderful.
You know, I used to create group energy when I would perform, but I didn't know it. I didn't understand it. And it's like I remember one time I was dreadfully sick and I had a performance to do. And I got up on stage and whatever was wrong with me healed itself within 15 minutes of me standing in front of the audience. And I said, how did that work? How did that work?
That's
you know?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but the more you're it's never
that,
just
that
me.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, Terry, are you trying to upstage me?
No, this is a great story. John Sanborn was at sea in the South Pacific in the war. And a ship got sunk with American sailors on it. And his PT boat came along and was rescuing the sailors. And they pulled one sailor out of the ocean, and he was dressed in the medical, the clinic garb, like the hospital garb for the ship. But he was fine. And John said, well, you know, were you sick? And the guy says, yeah, I had pneumonia really bad. And when the ship sunk, it totally went away. His system probably just revved itself up to take care of everything.
Hey, is Dr. Art here?
I have not heard of him, no.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start. I'm going to do a replay tonight. And I found a Monday call from July of 2012 when everyone was anticipating the world falling apart in 2012. And then we did a channeling on it. And it was actually a long channeling. And I didn't listen to this whole thing. So I hope it doesn't get too boring. And it's interesting to hear how much better Terry is now. Well,
I think I remember that. Somebody asked what was going to happen on that date in 2012, and the answer was nothing.
Just a regular day.
We have about, yeah. Again, we have about 40 minutes broadcasting time left.
14 minutes broadcasting time. What 14, are you talking about?
4-0.
Well, this is 53 minutes, and I'm going to start at about 15 minutes in.
Muted.
Are you ready?
The recording has started.
I know we have people listening all over the place these days, all over the world, and your eyes and say, if you're there, you can come in your own community, because that keeps you working, and it's good to know what might happen, but it's up to the choice of the people. That's the thing. People don't realize they're all, then it turns it into a wild card where the future can change. Now, they definitely said there's going to be earth changes. And they said, now, did we start the recording, Hines?
Started it, yes.
It's running?
Yes.
Did I give today's date?
No.
It is. Okay, this is December 16th, 2019, and we're doing a replay from July of 2012. And we'll just jump right back on it. Hello to everybody on DBS. Hello to everybody everywhere. And in just a moment, we'll be... Here we go. Said the extreme of those depends on the people of Earth. I asked them, is all life going to end on planet Earth? They said, we don't think so, but it's up to the choice of the people. That's the thing. People don't realize they're all part of making the choice. And when you're looking for a prophecy, if you heard me on George Norrie, George tried to pin me down on a prophecy. What do they say is going to happen? And he allowed me to sidestep it because I know how these guys are. And I know kinds of things they say. So prophecies are all made within the context of lower timelines. And we're connecting with the timeline above all that. And just the fact that we're here, and just the fact that we're expanding, we could expand a lot more. If any of you have ideas for having reaching more people, please email me. Because that's a priority now. Because if what we're doing is real, if you've come to the conclusion it's real, and we're accessing a source that's above all these prophecies, and the more people on this planet that are accessing this source, the better it's going to turn out, okay? So we're going to ask some of those questions tonight about possibilities. And they always talk about probability vortices, and that on one hand, it's good to know what might happen so that you can have insurance. Like insurance might be having extra water in your refrigerator or in your cupboard. Insurance might be a lot of canned food. Insurance might be some gold coins and some silver coins. And insurance might be a couple of cans of gas. So that if there's long lines, gas lines, and you have to get out of Dodge, you can. But, you know, there was one question that was asked, not to Terry, but to another source, I think about four or five years ago. And, you know, what they said was, the best insurance is community. The best insurance is having people that you've built spiritual affinity with and connection with in your own community, because that keeps you working together. That keeps you, if there's anything that happens that's really dangerous, you have people to turn to. For example, if you just have a bunch of gold coins under your bed and you think that's going to save you, and your neighbors know about it, or somebody knows about it, or even people think about it,
guess who's going to be a target? You. You may end up being worse off than the guy with no gold coins. So these are things that each person has to figure out. And I know I want to make a point, but one of the reasons we started Team Shift was to start Senses of Community. And I know that many of you have sent in applications, and we haven't done anything yet. And the reason is because we were not prepared for so many people. We've just been, you know, lankering along, and we have little groups of people that have developed great affinity with each other. And Team Shift is a great thing because you get to know people in other areas. So if there ever was a real emergency, you'd have people to go to. And the time to develop these kinds of things is now, not when there's an emergency. Because when there's an emergency and everyone's clamoring, it's really hard to know where to go because anybody can't help everybody. There's too many people. But if you built your relationship now, if you built your community now, that's going to last through calamity. So on that note, I'm going to start going into a session now, and I'm going to ask questions about all this. Let me mute you. Yeah. Okay, now I picked this topic, and I didn't ask them if that was okay. So they
what
may
is
change
the topic?
We'll find out. Just a second. So they may change their mind. And the really big disclaimer is, remember, that when we bring intelligence through from other dimensions, it is not meant to be absolute. It's meant to be considered. It's possible that Jerry's conscious mind can bleed through. It's even possible we get a negative source, although I don't think so, because I don't think that's ever happened. But I do think Jerry's mind bleeds through sometimes. So we're not here dispensing truth, and we're going to see what resonates and take it in and see what we need to prepare ourselves for things that could happen. This is 2012. Loads of people are saying December 2012, something is going to happen. There are people saying the negative is going to make something happen on December 2012 just because so many people are thinking about it. We have solar flares. It's obvious weather changes are happening. And we're going to look at that picture for in as much as we can in, we have about 30 minutes, and see what our sources say. So I'm going to call in the light. I think, Terry, after I call in the light, anyone on the line that's needing for healing will leave a space of maybe 30 seconds so that people can bring in the energies and ask for healing for themselves or other people. Is that okay with you, Terry? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so we'll give it 30 seconds after you call in the light.
Yeah, and that means if you're feeling the energy or even if you're not, just ask silently for things you need. And at one point, they said, write it down. If you want to write it down, they said, that strengthens the connection. So get a piece of paper and write it down. And if any of you have results, please email me and let me know what happened, okay? And I'll share it with other people. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the sun, to the earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of those present on this line, and all of you who are listening to the replays anywhere on the planet. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. Now, right now, I want to ask for a special blessing, a special prayer, a special intent for all of you who are going through anything, whether it's disease, whether it's a difficult relationship, whether it's someone you care about that's having a problem. I want you to feel this energy, and I want you to send it to your problem for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. When I say send it to your problem, I should clarify, send it to your solution, okay? We don't want to strengthen the problem. We ask to surround the problem in love and let it release and heal so we have a solution. Okay, we are ready, and you can deliver, our sources can deliver through Terry their opening statement and whatever they want to say on the topic that I have introduced.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is July 16th, 2012, planet Earth. In the density that is considered the third density. And we take a look at your planet. And we see many, many wonderful people and many light workers. We also see many people that are under pressure, economic pressure, and people that are struggling to make ends meet and are struggling to hold their family together, and people that are influenced to some degree or another, many people, by karma. And one of the karmic things that plays havoc with an individual's life is the belief that they are not worthwhile or they are not worthy. This can be picked up by comments that are made by the parents or other people when they are growing up. And this is something to reprogram yourself from, because you are worthwhile. We extend farther to the nature of the elements on the planet, and we see that they are in the effect of the stars, of the energy of the stars. And we see that we, in the third density, are as we are here with you, as we are multidimensional. We see an intensity in the frequency, an intensity of density that is increasing, and we see that it is moving your poles, your magnetic poles, and that as the density increases, the frequency also increases, and you have a pushing upon and pulling upon the magnetic biosphere around the Earth, the magnetic flux, the magnetic fields, and that this is working in the areas of your Earth that are weakened by the lack of the ozone layer in places. This is affected by the harp energies, as they do not totally consider all of the ramifications of the specific energies they are aiming at the skies, and that there are, as we speak, solar flares that are impending upon Earth. And if we take all of these influences together, the consciousness of the people, the consensus reality of all of the people, and the struggles they are going through creates a further vibration and density. And we take all of these frequencies and these impingements together, that there are some overriding influences, such as the position of Earth within the galactic field, and the impingement is creating a change in the magnetic field, which can lead to a magnetic pole shift. You have seen some anomalies in the migration paths of whales and dolphins, which is partly due to this. Some of your airports have had to change the direction that the planes take off so that their compasses will continue to direct them in the correct direction for their flight path. The outcome of this, particularly after Earth comes to the center of the galactic plane and moves to the other side, which has been happening gradiently, makes this impingement accelerate. So consciousness, such as groups such as yours, and we totally appreciate each and every one of you in your participation, as this helps with clearing up the consensus reality to bring through a clarity towards the survival, towards the clearing of karma, towards the bringing of love and love light into the third density. This is a group that understands in general the importance of the love light and the importance of bringing the joy into the life, into the Earth realm, for he as a person works towards the betterment of their life, to bring joy into it, to bring joy into the world, into the life, to bring excitement and enthusiasm and passion into the life, really helps change outcomes. As you do this, then it replaces the dreaded look at what might happen with all of the detrimental things, all of the things that people put out there, that the media puts out there, that might happen. The market is going to crash. The economy is going down. Passion and enthusiasm and excitement can bring a new look, can bring a look in that works, that moves towards exciting things for the economy, the replacement of the energy that is used by other means of energy, Tesla energy, solar energy, other energies that can be an exciting replacement, can provide jobs. We hold this there as the people on this line have the ability to love and to care and to feel joy, which can bring a change to the consensus reality. Those are our comments. Do you have questions?
Yes. You know, we have people all over the world, and I know, of course, people are worried about economic changes and breakdowns, and they're worried about earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanoes, and is there any, if you want to address this, are there any areas where people should be particularly careful about storing food and water, or any high likelihoods of those kinds of events?
Thank you. We say that community is one of the most important things. Getting onto things like team shift, which is something that Wynn set up to put little groups of people together that can help each day to support each other and can provide the fuel towards survival in times when there may be more difficult times in an area. Things such as, there is a water machine that takes water out of the air using solar power, and one can have enough water, which is very important for survival, can have enough water from this machine to sustain them 1 to 4 liters a day, depending upon what machine that they get, or to store a little bit of water, or if one is in a difficult area, for instance, in times of difficulty, some of the cities can be a difficult area, so individuals can make take a look around and see what's neighboring in the country or different places to go. We do not wish to create alarm. These are simple and we did not have a particular location in mind when we were saying this. These are just common sense things that an individual can do. They can get the family together and see if something happened here, how can we all get together and make arrangements of how people can meet or get together. And if they are on team shift, then they can use team shift with people in different areas and to be on the calls. We look at it from a slightly different viewpoint in that we see that each and every person's life is a chapter in their track. And as they move from one life and transition to another, they take valuable lessons with them that they can use as they move through their track. One of the most important things is to reprogram yourself to believe in yourself, to trust in yourself, and know that you are extremely valuable and you are a beautiful, beautiful, magnificent, divine being. And this knowledge will carry you through anything, and you can simply move through it and on, much as a child falls off the wagon, scrapes his knee, and then gets up and heals and one moves on. That is but a transition into a new chapter of your life. Those are a comment.
A lot of people are talking about solar flares and the potential for a big solar flare to come down and disrupt things. Is that a high possibility, a high probability, a low probability? And if it's in the cards for that to occur, how might it impact us?
We see that there is a connection between the sun and the earth, and we see that the sun is under pressure right now. It burned darkly for a few years, and there were not solar flares. However, now it is breaking out because of all of the pressure, and it is the solar flare cycle time for the sun. It will produce solar flares. If the solar flare does not aim towards Earth, then there is no worry. However, if it is aimed at Earth, then it will most likely affect the satellites, and they have some protection in that they can close down their protective machinery to protect against the solar flare. Also, flights may be asked to fly lower than, say, 30,000 feet in the air. It is unlikely that the solar flares will come to Earth and create the burning of part of the Earth's surface, although in the 1800s there was a solar flare that began some of the telegraph wires to burn. This is a rare occurrence, but it is a possibility. There is a connection, as we were saying, between the Earth and the Sun. And the better we treat Earth, the more harmony it will have. And it will not be communicating to the Sun, asking it for help. When you, not you that are on the line, but people of Earth set off hydrogen bomb explosions, it creates a tearing within the atmosphere. It creates a tearing that needs to be healed. And the Earth experiences trauma as a result of that. The spirits of protection of the Earth experience extreme trauma when a hydrogen or atom bomb is set off. Explosions are difficult, and sometimes Earth signals the Sun and asks for help from the trauma. So, in a sense, as Carla Buckhart has said, in the Law of One material, we are all one. And when one thinks they are getting away with something and no one has noticed and there are no consequences because no one has noticed, that is not true. It becomes a part of the whole, a part of all. And they have not gotten away with it. So we are all one. And that is one of the reasons we are so delighted to have contact with each and every one of you that wishes contact made, because it is reestablishing ourselves as a whole and letting you know that you are not alone. And you are part of the family.
Thank you.
A couple more questions.
A lot of people are talking about December of 2012, which is not very far away. And, of course, there's, if you listen to George Murray, there's people saying every which way kind of thing. And there's also people saying that the negative is trying to take advantage of that date and that anticipation to create something to happen that wouldn't naturally happen, but would happen as a result of some negative catalyst. Could you share with us what we might, the probability vortices of things happening in December of 2012?
The probability is that we will move through that period without too much difficulty. Individuals should be aware of their circumstances around them and should take special precaution to make sure that they drive safely and that they have put their house in order for safety means, not to start a fire and leave the ashes on the porch, or, you know, just take your normal precautions. But we do not see in the outcome that there is anything particularly detrimental. people as a whole, and we realize that there are people that are totally convinced that there will be tidal waves, and there will be difficulties. Now, we see that there are events that will happen because Mother Earth needs to release pressures in certain areas, which can be through prayer of groups, lessons, and can be very much changed in outcome by consensus love light being brought to the area. As far as negative groups, we do not wish to delve too much into the negativity, as we do see negative things, but we do not see them particularly, we view the Earth and the things going on and the projections that are projected for them, and we do not see some huge difficulty, but we do see some negative groups that would love to make some problems, and but we do not see that their trajectories are overcoming the natural progress of Earth.
Thank you.
We see also that there will, as we mentioned, there will be, as Earth releases itself in the area of volcanoes, there will be some things, but we do not see them particularly aimed at December 21st. And we see that individuals can be aware of future volcanic activity through the paying attention to earthquake activity in the area of a volcano and using one's common sense and paying attention to your dreams and to your psychicness, your psychic, what your psyche is telling you, that will also help you with any changes.
Thank you. You know, as a result of being on George Norrie, we've had a lot of new people come on our line. Many of them are listening tonight. And how has that impacted the effectiveness of our group, all these new people?
We can feel the consensus of the group who is listening, and it is a loving group. And it is impacting not only the effectiveness of the group that you have, but it is impacting the whole of the consensus within of the human race within the Earth realm, and also is warming our heart, our energy heart, to a great extent, is it is bringing through love light into this third density, into the Earth realm.
Thank you so much. So we're about to close, and perhaps I'd like to say it probably would be a very good service for everyone who takes this seriously to send George an email and have me on again. That's George at coasttocoastam and we can give about another minute at the most for any closing comments, and then we'll close this call.
Thank you. We send our love light to each and every person who is hearing this or reading a transcript later or listening to a replay at whatever time you are listening. And we are in your vicinity and there for you, non-linearly, each and every one of you, within the sound of the voice or reading of the transcript. And our profound appreciation for each of you goes out to you, Adonai.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, BBS. We'll bring this call.
All right.
Unmuted.
And our profound appreciation.
Hi, Jerry. Jerry?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, BBS.
All right.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
I was muted.
Oh, you were muted.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that was
couldn't been too muted. We heard you quite a bit.
What's that?
I said couldn't be too muted because we heard her quite a bit.
No. That was the tape you were hearing.
I know that.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. We move over to Whole Planet Healing.
712-770-4340. PIN.
Thank
250-513-pound.
Thank you.
Did you guys get it? 712-770-4340. 250-513. Of course, you guys all know it. What am I telling you?
we are still on BBS Radio.
Thank you.
Goodbye to all those listening in online through BBS.
Okay.